Obama's hidden foreign election network. The radical foreign groups that helped elect Obama and whose remnants remain a DNC tentpole. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2026. In his new book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, Breitbart News senior contributor and best-selling author Peter Schweitzer exposes how radical foreign groups helped elect former President Barack Obama in 2008 and how this network remains a part of the Democratic Party machine today. Schweitzer focuses on one group in particular, the Radical Salvadoran Political Party, Farabundo Martí National Liberation, FMLN, Front, which evolved into a party after beginning as a Marxist guerrilla group in El Salvador. Thousands of immigrants linked to foreign radical movements, including the FMLN, staked out important positions in American labor unions and became involved in American political campaigns, whether they were U.S. citizens or not, beginning in the early 2000s, Schweitzer details. He cites Dr. R. Pimesha Miller's sympathetic account of the group staking a footprint in the United States political sphere in her 2013 PhD dissertation Reconciling Americas, Salvadoran Immigrant Activists and Political Transnationalism, at the University of California. Miller notably went on to become director of Isaac of Northern Colorado, a nonprofit that describes itself as being committed to equity, empowerment and justice on its Facebook page. Miller noted in her 2013 dissertation that FMLN activists gained additional experience on the ground in community and labor organizing, as lead organizers with powerful groups including AFSCME, Change the Win, One LA, and the SEIU, between 2004 and 2009. The activists aided in Obama's 2008 campaign as individuals and through their work in unions, with some activists taking on organizing positions that were full-time paid jobs, according to Miller. Schweitzer writes that these radicals carried on the Marxist insurgency from El Salvador in their political work in America, bringing their cause with them when they crossed the border. For Barack Obama and other progressive leaders, mi casa es su casa, ideologically. No wonder that Obama welcomed these activists to work hard on his campaign and press to get them citizenship as quickly as possible, in that order, Schweitzer details. During a November 2008 Los Angeles rally, an activist told Miller that the City of Angels is a strategic city for El Salvador with 800,000 or more Salvadoranos, and that the campaign started years ago. These radical foreign activists would not remain on the fringes, Schweitzer emphasizes in The Invisible Coup. The activist group CASA includes members of FMLN in its leadership, according to Schweitzer. Two of CASA's board members, Thomas Perez and Cecilia Munoz, ascended into top levels of American government during the Obama administration. Perez, who would eventually come to head the Democratic National Committee, became Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights under Obama. He later became an assistant to then-President Joe Biden. Munoz headed up the Domestic Policy Council during Obama's presidency before serving on the Biden transition team after the 2020 election. Schweitzer writes that Obama rewarded FMLN members and adherents for their help, with his administration taking action in 2013 shortly after the start of his second term to remove most of the terrorism-related rules that had blocked FMLN members and leaders from accessing citizenship or resident status in America. While acknowledging that the FMLN was a Marxist-Leninist armed insurgency that was backed by the Cuban government and that it once qualified as a Tier 3 terrorist organization due to its violent activities, a waiver was granted anyway, he notes. American leftists enlist Latin American migrants in efforts to further socialist agendas, with the migrants serving as political conduits in their host countries, according to Schweitzer, who points to United Nations migration officials Larissa Lara Guerrero and Sebastian Rochen. They label these people animators who can encourage and guide other migrants to become political actors with enough agency to engage in contentious politics, Schweitzer writes in The Invisible Coup. They call it immigrant political transnationalism, when foreign nationals, often illegally in the United States, engage in political activities here aimed at gaining political power or influence at the individual or collective level in the country of residence, he adds. According to the best-selling author, subversion may be the more adequate term. The FMLN's efforts to influence American politics persisted once Trump emerged in the political landscape. Schweitzer points to a meeting of 25 travelers from the United States, including American citizens and Salvadoran embassy employees from Washington, D.C., in San Salvador at a Sao Paulo forum meeting in 2016. Most of those in the group were FMLN members. Political leaders and government officials from Latin American countries were also at the meeting. The forum included a session to celebrate the 90th birthday of Fidel Castro, and featured another session regarding what Schweitzer quotes as the new challenges on the migration front and the imperial counteroffensive. But beyond the speeches, there was plotting of how to influence an American election and defeat Donald Trump, the invisible coup details. Dan Labatz, an American socialist who was also present as an observer, noted that the FMLN is both the leading party of El Salvador and an important political organization of Salvadoran immigrants in the United States in places such as the state of Maryland and in cities such as New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Labatz went on, "It is engaged in working to organize Salvadoran immigrant communities in social movements and in political action generally within the Democratic Party." The U.S. delegation, like everyone else at the meeting, wanted Donald Trump stopped because of his hard line on immigration. FMLN members and leaders argued that registering voters and high turnout against Donald Trump served the best interest of those immigrants in the United States, recalled Labatz. Schweitzer emphasizes that FMLN members were undeterred by the fact A, or any other foreign political party, are not supposed to influence American elections. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon is published by HarperCollins and is available to purchase now.